what we're doing, Colin Cullis.
The thorny question about where you're going to save your digital content for now and posterity. Because let me start this way. Can you recall the first media you bought? So when I like a music, let's say, that'll probably be more likely than a video.
Yes, but I'm not going to confess
what
it was.
Go on.
No,
you will feel better. It was that bad.
It was that bad.
Oh, okay. I tell you what. Tell
it
me.
It was soppy and pathetic.
Oh, now you got to tell us.
And poppy and awful.
Now listen, everybody did
and
poppy
I
at
think,
some point.
And I think I've still got it.
Ah, okay.
But I have nothing left upon which to play it.
Ah, that's the issue. So tell me at least what format was it?
It was a cassette. It was a cassette tape that I played many, many times.
Right. So you actually just gave up on the whole LP thing. You just said that just passed you by. You said, I'm going straight to cassette. Or did you go to cassette because this was a pirated copy?
No. I never. Okay. No, this was legit. And I don't think I ever bought an LP.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's for very many South Africans. LPs were just, gone before they ever bothered with it.
I did grow up in the Free State, however, and I don't think we had an LP shop within, like 100 Ks, but yes.
Okay. So let's have a look at some of the formats that have come through, because this is why it's now a bit of a question to say, do you still buy the stuff given that they do go out of date, or do you just pay for a subscription? So if you didn't buy the LP, you did have the cassette, and I think a lot of people will be able to get that. But then when you started watching your videos and things, you had a video cassette, and it might have been VHS or Beta, and then maybe you switched to CDs or even a DAT player if you actually went the whole hog and spent money on that crazy little bit of technology. DVDs came along, then Blu-rays is where we are now. And if you were a gamer, then you got all these cartridges and ROMs and cassettes and all that other kind of stuff. And it really was a bit crazy. If you have to try and keep all of it, not only could you not access your material, as you would say now, you don't have a cassette player, the whole thing went obsolete. So it would suggest then that you should just give up on all of that and either just keep your actual real books or otherwise buy everything on a subscription, you might think. In fact, even books have got a certain challenge. You've got that favorite book from goodness knows when, the pages are yellow, and as you advance in ages, you can't really increase the size of the font because you can't read it anymore. So ahead of the show, I did ask people, what is their current mix of how they own their media? And I gave them the option to say, is it sort of old cool CD and books, old school, or only subscriptions? A mix of both. And this I thought would get very few responses, but for people who said, I don't know, they have no idea what method they store their digital content in. And the old school users were tops, although only 31%. Subscriptions justifies why I'm here this evening. That's the lowest at only 17% of people said that. A mix of both, kind of not bad, 28%, and 23% said they had no idea. They don't know how they store their stuff. So here I am to explain a little bit why or how you should go about doing it. If you were to buy a subscription, let's say for music, for example, you got Apple, you got Google, Spotify, very, very popular services, and for about $100, you can get yourself millions, and I mean like 30 million songs at your disposal. You can curate those into the most amazing mixes, the most obscure songs from any artist you want, including all of the new stuff, to make your sort of party mega mixes like you won't believe. The catch though is if you've done that, and for whatever reason you're thinking, oh, but tight this month, or you want to switch services and you end the subscription, you don't just lose access to any new songs that might come along. You lose everything because you won't be able to play anything that you've had. And the same goes for other services that you probably might have had. Let's say you are on DSTV, for example, and you end your subscription. You say, oh, don't worry, because I've still got my decoder and I've recorded a whole lot of movies on the decoder, so I'll just watch those for the next little while. You can't play those after you end your subscription. They won't give you access. Likewise, Netflix or any of these other streaming services, when the subscription ends, so does everything you've got access to. And top tip for parents, don't get yourself caught out when you have to end a subscription and your children who've become so used to just everything's available all the time, and then there's nothing. So there is a very good reason to say, don't bin that little DVD, Blu-ray player, whatever it is you happen to have. Keep some things on a disc for just in case, you lose access to the internet or something goes wrong with a DSTV and you need to keep a little one keen on those sort of things. The other issue, though, if you're going for a subscription route, are those terms and conditions. And I'm willing to bet, Bruce, that you've certainly not read any of those things. You've got far
Of course I have. I'm a diligent and upright citizen.
Well, okay, let me test you this. I'm going to read you a section of a very popular service.
Right.
Just the section where they tell you which rights you grant them. And because you read all these things, you tell me which service that was. The paragraph is, you grant a non-exclusive, transferable, sub-licensable, royalty-free, perpetual, or in jurisdictions where this is not permitted, for a term equal to the duration of the agreement plus 20 years, irrevocable, fully paid, worldwide license to use, reproduce, make available to the public, publish, translate, modify, create derivative works from, and distribute any of your user content in connection with a service through any medium, whether alone or in combination with any other content or materials.
Okay, stop.
And you know what? The final line there is that they can do it now on any method, even if it hasn't been created yet. And that's for a very, very popular sort of service, one that very many people listening to us say, hey,
that's Apple Music, is it?
It's in all of them, to be fair. That particular one is Spotify.
But it's complete garbage. It's Spotify, but it's all complete garbage. You don't understand it, so you don't get to read it, and you just get to subscribe. And you think you own the music, but you don't because you're renting it. You rent the stream of music that comes out of your device, and you never own music ever again. And I think for many people, and because there is so much of this stuff, and because there are a billion playlists, that at some point you will find your favorite playlist and you can play it again and again until you're sick of it. It doesn't really matter, does it? Until quite recently, I think we had some of my mom's 78 records. They don't even make, and she had classical music records that, you know, she owned 60 years ago. That was sort of kept for sentimental reasons. Completely pointless keeping the stuff, isn't it?
It is, and that's why the subscriptions do make sense, despite these pesky terms and conditions. Although I can mention there's an open source group looking to try and make this a little more, or a little less dense. It's called TOS /DR, which, that's internet terms. Terms of service didn't read. And that's most of us. So what they do is they open source, have people read certain sections and then put into categories to say, okay, they will change the conditions without telling you. They can delete all your content. You never actually own it. And they just put in all the things that you should know. Good, bad, or indifferent. They'll just list them to you. And so the entire terms and conditions for Apple will be reduced to sort of six items. And you say, oh, I can read that. So that's maybe a good service that people can use. The alternative then is, okay, take grandma's records, convert them into MP3s and stick them in the cloud. Take all those old Airwolf episodes that you've been keeping for goodness knows whatever reason, upload them to the cloud. This is a good safe space for them, which is not a bad idea. There are some, you know, rights issues about whether or not you're allowed to do that, but if you're not selling it and it's your copy from an original one, that is okay. However, you've just become a digital hoarder because, like you said, with that sentimental 78, you're not going to listen to it. And if you did have to download some old TV show, the effort to download it and the cost incurred in that, plus the actual digital storage, while that being quite low, it's still a cost. So, no, cloud storage of these things is not a good idea. So then that leaves you with, okay, what if I put it onto a social network? And, you know, Facebook says, no problem. Give us your videos, give us your photos, give us everything. And that actually is not a bad option for cost, for access, and for ease. However, those terms and conditions, again, do give them crazy, crazy rights. And one that we haven't fully come to understand is Facebook knows that it's better when you recommend or you seem to have recommended a service to somebody else, and Facebook says you grant us that right. And should somebody pass away, well, then your dearly departed may pop up advertising a service to you saying they like this thing simply because way back in, you know, when they were still with us, they did like a page, and you're going to see an ad that says so-and-so says you should try this out, which is a little sort of uncomfortable and a bit freaky.
Yeah, so very disconcerting, yes.
So let me give you a short sort of tip as to how you could get through these things. If you have kids, use YouTube, Netflix, and DStv for the range and variety. And as I said, keep some discs back because that'll be useful. For music, subscribe. It is the easiest way you can do it. It's a pain if you lose your playlists, but nothing ever really gets deleted on the internet. So when you resubscribe, all of your beautiful playlists come back again. And even if you just, you know, switch from one to the other, you'll find that now they've made it sort of crowdsourced to create playlists for you. So you just have to go and find 80s party hits of whatever you want, and somebody's gone and curated a beautiful list, and away you go. In fact, you might even go and look up your favorite radio station, music radio station, and you'll probably find they've curated a couple of playlists for you to get there as well. For your own content, go ahead and share it socially. Be mindful, you know, this is public, but also keep like a backup copy in the cloud. You can keep it on your local drives, no problem, until that gets nixed or somebody stands on it or just goes pear-shaped. So a cloud option there is a very good option. And this is a key one. Save in as good a format as you can, because right now it might be fine that you just want to save something that you filmed on your phone as a basic little file. But that in a few years' time, when everybody has these enormous 4K super digital televisions, your beautiful video of the kids' first steps is going to look terrible. So try and look after it in as best condition as you can. And if you want to go the full nine yards, read the terms and conditions. Okay. Yeah, scratch that. You're not going to read the terms and conditions. Just
You're not
going to do that.
You're not. You're That's not. Where it is. And it's a little bit sad, but I think we're also taking so much stuff for granted right now. I mean, that woman who found an image of herself being used in Asia, I think, in advertising because she'd posed for a photograph for a friend 10 years ago, whatever the case was, is a case in point. Suddenly you give up your rights to your own images and you give up your rights to your own content because you didn't read the T's and C's. It is important that you understand what you are sacrificing in return for the really cool stuff that you've been given.
Exactly right.
Colin Cullis, thank you. Colin Cullis with Business Unusual, as always, on a Thursday night.